In fact, my family was not much on jewelry. My mother fed the wedding ring, her diamond, to the chickens. It came out, the stone came out, and that was the end of that. Some families, things like that are important, and some are not. It was not at all important to my mother. I enjoy jewelry, and I have some, and some old that I had bought. But I never used the word brooch. I always used pin.
How about around the neck?
Beads or necklace.
Did you ever hear parabeads?
Yes, a pair of beads and string of beads.
No.
Interchangeable,
yes. Yeah. A pair of beads.
Didn't mean a pair.
It had nothing to do with two.
No.
And around the wrist?
A bracelet.
Bracelets. Mm-hmm. That pair of beads fascinates me. I interviewed someone, one of the very few Catholics in this I've been able to find. And she looked at me rather severely and said, well, you know, that's what we call our rosary.
Oh, is that right?
And
well, then it wouldn't be as common in this area as it would be in South Mississippi. Mm-hmm. This area has been predominantly Protestant until our industries have come in. And the Catholic Church, which for years was a mission church, I think is self-sustaining now, I'm not sure.
When a girl would enjoy spending a lot of time in front of the mirror, what
Corinthians.
Would you have a name or a word for that if man was exceptionally careful with his appearance? He likes to.
Let's see, what would we say? I would say he was primping, too.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And the thing that you would hold to keep the rain and the sun?
An umbrella. But there's a difference in an umbrella and a parasol. A parasol was used for the sun, and an umbrella was used for the rain.
Which would be, the parasol would be very ornamental, is it?
Usually. Had a gold handle. Even if it was black, it was more ornamented than that. Yeah.
Your father's dress, as you would remember it, what did he?
He wore a suit.
With
a belt, not suspenders, a vest. And at the time, vests were popular. I remember that he had, in the early days, he wore, as all men did, I guess, detachable collars and cuffs, which were laundered, sent off to be laundered, and done very stiffly. And I remember the box that he kept it in was called a collar box, and it had a little container on the top that you opened by pressing, and I was never to open this, because it had the buttons that held the collar on. And if you didn't have the collar button, you were sunk. So, of course, I always went in, but I was not supposed to go in the collar.
Did he wear a chain?
My father didn't. He wore a watch, a gold watch, but he never wore a vest very much. He was a very casual person. I never saw him put his arms in an overcoat. He threw it over his shoulders.
I see.
As a cape. And I never remember him. But now my husband's father was a very formal man, and he wore a vest and a chain. So it depended more on personality than I guess all of us adapt customs to suit ourselves.
Did the material, for example, I gather the laundry procedure was pretty violent, a lot of boiling water and a lot
I'm sure it was.
How did material hold up? Would a new shirt draw up or shrink up?
Not a good one. And there were excellent laundresses.